Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in to another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yes. My name is Divine Queen, and I am here with my enlightened king, Chris. Say hello to the family.
Greetings, salutations, family. It's the God, Chris Enlightened, coming through. Feeling really good right now. I'm feeling like a winner right now. That's what I'm feeling like. I'm feeling good.
Feeling like a winner as well.
That's what you look like, man.
I do.
You're very stunning today.
Oh, wow.
Just a natural beauty.
Aw, that's so
real.
Sweet.
I mean, it's real.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
I appreciate you for appreciating me.
I appreciate you. Appreciate me. Appreciate you.
Well, fam, we have another great show for you. Every show is great here at Twin Flame Radio, but it's always a pleasure when we can have psychic readings done on the show.
Yes.
Either by myself or by other wonderful psychic people out there.
Exactly. Got to spread this psychic
love. Got to spread it around. There's so many people out there with this wonderful gift, and for them to want to open up and share it with other people, man, that's just a blessing. That's a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know. So I want everyone to get ready. If you got questions, you need to hit number one so that I can know to bring you through. We are only taking questions online. So if you're listening online, you will have to call in to ask a question. Our phone number to call in is 619-924-0835. Again, you want to hit number one. That'll let me know that you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you on through.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, we're going to do like we do every show, because that's what we do. We talk about what we want to talk about, because we can do that.
Facts.
We pay for the show.
Facts.
So what you got on your mind today?
You know what? We had a great weekend.
We did.
We just chilled mainly.
Mm-hmm.
We took care of your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the grocery store like crazy.
We were in the grocery store cracking up laughing like two little kids high on sugar.
That's one thing that the family don't realize. When you don't drink for like 3 to 5 months, when you don't partake any of the Mary Jane, you have this realistic, natural high that you carry wherever you go.
You have a spiritual high.
You have a spiritual high.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some spiritual dank. I'm telling you, I'll be weak.
You know what? When you are on this path, you are filled with so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
And there is never a bad day. There is never a sad moment. There's just nothing but joy and just the feeling of bliss because
mm-hmm.
you're blessed. And, you know, you're living like a god. You recognize the gods better, yet the gods recognize you.
Say that again, please.
The gods recognize you.
One more time.
I said the gods recognize you.
Facts. And you know what? You experience joy wherever you go. I was at a funeral and they're smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the death.
No, but at the nature of knowing that
they're gonna be okay.
They're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on my altar.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
Winning. So
what else we do?
What else did we do? I can't
Sunday think. I didn't leave the house. All I did was write my book. I wrote, I'm up to like 56 pages.
Yes, tell the family about your new book you're working on.
I'm working on two books right now. I'm working on my third book is Wealth Consciousness. It's a follow-up to Poverty Consciousness.
Banger.
And a banger. And my fourth book is the follow-up to my first book, The Enlightened Talk, Volume 2. It's a metaphysical, spiritual book about my poems and just, it's deep. It'll titillate your frontal lobe.
Fam, I've been listening to some of these poems,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not just saying this because, you know, I live with the brother, but
mm-hmm.
these poems are nice.
Should I give them the name or one, just the name?
Just give them the name.
Okay. The first poem, I'll give you two names. The first one's called Unfettered Minds.
Ooh.
Look it up if you don't know what fettered means. And the second one is called Mourning Doves.
Ooh.
And not the M-O-R, the M-O-U-R, the
Ooh.
Mourning Doves. Boy.
Yes, yes, yes. And I've been busy with my products. I got new products coming out for the fam.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be releasing some information on that probably at the end of this week, so
mm-hmm.
look forward to that on the I Am Facebook website or I Am DivineQueen.com website.
Mm.
But the fam is they ready to get some readings in, I think. So we got a few people with their hands up. I'm going to go ahead and bring on our sis, and I'm going to go ahead, I see her there, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her through. Peace, peace, sis, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
Peace and love.
Thank you, thank you.
So I just want to kind of, you know, bring you on first and talk to you for a little bit before we start, you know, flooding you with the callers and the questions and everything like that. I just want to tell the fam first off that
mm-hmm.
we never bring anyone on the show that we have not spoken to first, because we overstand that there are people out there that say things, but they don't really
mm-hmm.
live up to the talk. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, true.
So, We've personally spoken with Queen Sunshine, and we had readings with her, and this is dope.
The clairvoyant, Sunshine, Queen Sunshine, she's the throne.
And y'all know about me and Chris, we some sun lovers. So
yeah.
You call yourself Sunshine, we automatically love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
So, sis, tell the family a little bit about who you are and how you came into your gifts.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I came into my gifts. I was young. I was about 5, maybe 6. And I started empathically picking up on facial expressions of the, well, back then, you know, we had to call them grown-ups. Of the grown-ups around me. And I could easily tell when someone was saying they felt one way and that's really not how they felt. For example, I often tell the story of my grandmother having a boyfriend and the color of his eyes, and I instantly picked up him not being trustworthy. I didn't know it at the time. You know, I was a kid, but later on I realized, I have this ability. I can tell when people are not being honest or when they're withholding or just, you know, just that knowing, that sense of. So, like I said, I was a kid. I didn't know that's what it was. However, fast forward into a young adulthood is when I realized, okay, there's a little bit more to this because, well, hold on. Let me back up for one quick second. I remember in high school, I had these two girlfriends, and they were friends before I came into the picture. And then for some strange reason, they had it out, and I'm looking at them like, you guys are both talking about each other to me. You need to work this out. So that was the counseling part of it. I, you know, encouraged them to patch it up and just be friends and stop with the bickering. It got a little too much. So then, okay, back to being a young adult is when I did my first, I didn't know it at the time, but I kind of did my first reading. I had a coworker who was coming into her sexuality, and I say coming into because she would often come to work, and she was a nice person, but she always had a scowl on her face. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I kind of picked up, without telling her, I picked up it had something to do with her sexuality. So one afternoon, I went to the library, which was near my job, and I looked up, and there she was. She decided to go to the library as well during her lunch period. So we started talking, and she confided in me that, yes, it was her sexuality that she was having issues with. She wasn't sure if she wanted to be straight or gay, and I told her, you know what, just be you and live in your truth. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, my gosh, how did you know? How did you pick up on it? That something was wrong. And how did you know that? I've been trying to hide it. And I just went from there, you know, in terms of telling her that I was gifted, yet I was not really all that comfortable in sharing just yet, but it was definitely something I wanted to look into. So that's kind of how it started. I'm sure some people will remember, and I'm sure they're going to tease me about this. I don't mind. But way back in the 80s, that psychic network that used to pay those people fees, I was on that network. That was me. And I remember this one lady to this day. This was years ago. Like I said, this was back in my 88, 89, maybe even a little bit of the early 90s, I remember this lady calling me one night and saying that she couldn't find her daughter. Her daughter was missing. And my heart just dropped because I'm a mom. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And I remember telling her, you know, she'll be found. And I did my best to describe the area. I don't know if she was. She never called me back. Yet that's just something that stuck out with me. It really did.
Wow. I've never known anyone that worked on the psychic hotline. Mm. So that's like,
I've always felt close to Miss Cleo for some reason. But she came after the psychic.
Yeah, she did. She was later in the 90s. Yeah. Like late 90s.
Call me now.
yes. So that's okay. It was good training. It was very good training.
Yeah. So tell the fam that, you know, that's listening in, if they want to schedule a reading with you, how can they contact you? Where can they find more out about you?
They can find me on my website, clairvoyantqueensunshine.com. I also have clairvoyantqueensunshine@gmail.com. If they want to email me, they have a question or a concern or what have you. Those are the two best ways to get in touch. I'm coming out with a phone number. I don't have it just yet. However, that's the best way to get a hold of me. And I'd also like to add, if they mention today that they heard me, I will give 5 free minutes when once they book their appointment. As a thank you.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
People are always so giving. That's why they love us.
Absolutely.
So are you ready to start taking some calls? We got a lot of people with their hands up. I know they're excited to speak with you. All right. So
at any time,
if you want to stop, if you need to take a breather or anything like that, just let me know and we'll pause and me and Chris will start talking, you know, crazy. Well, Chris will talk crazy and we'll just take it from there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So first caller is from 256-473. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So how can I help you? I don't
bite.
You're not food, so don't worry.
Do I need to ask a specific question, or can you just give me a general?
It works best if you ask a specific question, because a lot of times people will say general reading, and they're kind of hoping, wishing, I touch on what it is. So let's just get straight to it. I'm a straight shooter.
Okay. So I am leaving one job and looking for another. I've been teaching for a while, but I want a job outside the classroom this time. So I'm wondering what you get from that.
I'm hearing counseling. Are you considering doing something in the counseling area or more on a one-on-one kind of thing?
Not necessarily counseling. Because that's not my background.
Okay.
I can actually one of the positions has to do with teaching the teacher, but counseling's not my background. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm definitely seeing the one-on-one. That came in very strong for me. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're not considering counseling and you kind of are shying away from teaching, definitely pick up where you're assisting and you're still helping others. Although I get it, I can totally understand not wanting to do the teaching anymore. However, I'm picking up very strongly your gift is in the teaching area. Perhaps you want to look at a different area in the teaching, you know what I mean? Not necessarily a classroom or that sort of thing, but definitely the one-on-one, because that, for me, it's standing out.
Okay.
I want to hear what Divine Queen has.
I didn't know I had something.
I'm clairvoyant that way.
You know, I was looking at Chris and I closed my lips. I was like, let me shut up. No, but I was going to say I'm picking up on similar energy. And I think that I was picking up on like one-on-one communication also. And what kind of rang was that you said something, and I didn't catch it all the way. You kind of went out for a moment. Something about how you were going to be working one-on-one with another teacher or teaching another teacher. Was that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I picked up. I didn't pick up like something where it was going to be like a classroom, but it was going to be something with one other direct person.
Okay.
Which sounds like it falls in line with like the counseling. You know what I mean? Because when you counsel, okay. you're speaking to someone directly. You know, it's usually just a one-on-one type of environment.
Right.
So, yeah, it sounds like you're definitely headed in the right path. And I'm also picking up on that it's something that you are going to enjoy.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a different pace for you, so you're going to enjoy getting out of that whole monotony that you were used to.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem, sis. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love.
All right, peace and love to you.
Bye. Thank you.
Peace. You're welcome.
I was getting that she was a sweet young lady.
She is very sweet, very intelligent. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do well. She will. She will do well.
Oh, yeah.
I do pick that up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next caller we're going to bring on is caller from the 318-450. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace, peace. This is Justin Nett calling from Louisiana.
Oh, that's cool.
How are you doing?
Fine young man right here.
We love some Justin.
Hope y'all doing well today.
Stuff.
Yeah, you know, I try to enjoy my life as much as possible because, you know, stress is always out there trying to get you. But so I learned to laugh as much as possible, and that's something I'm continuing to hone my skills. Hopefully one day I could be a real life comedian. I'm joking, but I want to do really like one stand up comedy session one day. Like I'm still writing out my jokes. But Queen Sunshine, on another note.
Yes. Okay.
I've been realizing that I have many talents, spiritual gifts, and they're constantly unfolding. And I was just wondering if you could help me out, help me kind of be more specific. What is my most profound and spiritual gift or talent, and how do I sharpen that skill?
Okay, you're right. I am picking up on a range of different things. Gosh, it's like I see a map. You got so many different things. However, to give you that one thing, I'm hearing healer, and you're healing with your laughter or through your laughter. Laughter is definitely something that heals. I mean, just in a few minutes of listening to you, I was starting to laugh. And I'm also hearing, why don't you go do a stand-up somewhere? Like right now, what's stopping you from doing that? Absolutely nothing. So that was that part of it. And then you mentioned how to actually get in there and really sharpen that one thing, meditation, whether you're sun gazing, candle gazing, you're doing the 777 meditation, whatever form of meditation, because the spirit is saying you have to quiet your mind. Like I just mentioned, you're that map. That's what they started showing me. So in order for you to like really look within, we got to quiet you down. Not shut
right.
you down, just quiet you down temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help you to really sharpen your healing. And I'm also hearing they're even going to tell you some jokes that you can jot down very quickly and go back and be able to use those jokes later. So that's going to be my answer.
Okay, when you say a map, I haven't heard that term before. Can you dive a little bit into that for me?
Certainly. When I do readings, spirit always shows me different things. For example, with you, I got the map, meaning he is so heavily armed with so many different things. The best way that they could give me those different things was a map. And on that map, they took it another step by saying sometimes he goes a little to the east. Sometimes he goes a little to the west. It really depends on your mood, which direction you're going to go in at that particular time. That's what I meant by that.
Right. It's just, it's all about making up my decision, and I just knock it out. And, you know, I was, look, I was on IG the other day, and I saw Miss Divine Queen, and with her little sunshine in the back. Divine Queen, look, I didn't know your eyes looked like that. I didn't know you had those eyes. I'm serious.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. If I look, if I had those eyes, Divine Queen, I would remake every Usher song he ever recorded. and that's just what it is. I'm gonna start my second career. I'm just gonna sing Usher songs. Then go to the older people and sing Charlie Wilson. So I'm just saying compliments to your eyes. I just wanted to say that real quick, and I'm gonna let y'all go. I appreciate y'all time.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you too. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Peace and peace, brother.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I fell in love with those eyes too, Justin. They look back at me. I'm
I
like,
know you do.
I was like, we gonna be together forever. I'm done. I was 15 and I'm done. I don't need no more. I'm 15. I don't need no more.
You're making me blush.
Back to the show.
So much love and sincerity in your eyes. Yeah. That's the very first thing I picked up on was love and sincerity, wanting to give. I just immediately picked up on that. Yeah. Absolutely. So, bless on.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Okay, let's see. Next caller from 708-335. Peace. You on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Delphine, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Peace. How can we help you?
Hey,
I am good. My question is, what do you see? Do you see any positive things coming for me in terms of finances and new love?
I knew this was a love question. I knew it. I almost said it, but I did not want to interrupt. Okay. money coming. I do pick up money coming to you. I do get that. There's been a new opportunity financially during the summer. So this is the last day of May. April. Tomorrow's the first day of May. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm so excited. Yay! Okay. So I'm gonna say during the summer there's a financial opportunity. I'm also picking up there's a couple of things you've been wanting to pay off, take care of, and I'm also hearing you've been wanting to save some money that you have not been able to have your little nest egg. So yes, I do definitely pick up money coming. Okay. Love. I pick up meeting someone. It looks like at the end of the year, something around the end of the year I keep hearing. I'm also hearing, okay, two things on this love thing. Right when I said that, they gave me something else. Okay, yes, someone new. However, I also pick up before you meet someone new, you've got someone from the past trying to come back. And that's the only time I use the word try, because it's really going to be up to you whether or not you allow that person back in.
Okay. So with this new person, is it going to be, like, beneficial for me to entertain this new person or?
Yes, it will be, because I'm hearing the word serious. You have been wanting someone serious for a very long time, and it just hasn't manifested that way. So now I do pick up someone serious coming in. So yes, you do want to entertain this new person. I'm also hearing for you to be open-minded, because they're saying some of the thoughts and things you had in your mind previously, you want to let go of that old stuff. You heard that the word insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and looking for a different outcome.
Right.
Okay, so understand that Spirit is saying open your mind, be open-minded, have different thoughts and new thoughts of ways of doing things, and try to do your best to not have those old thoughts that you had before in terms of, okay, I met this person, are they going to call me? What's really going to happen? You know, as women, I get it. We tend to do that. But Spirit is saying, just don't do that. Just go with an open mind, with a clear mind, know what you want, and look for that. Look for what you want. Live in your truth and just be that person that you know is going to encourage others to want you as well. You follow what I'm saying? I know I said a lot.
Yes, yes. Okay. And I do understand what you're saying about the finances, because I'm trying to study for an exam. I'm trying to take it after May 20th, because I took it the first time and I missed it by a few points. So I'm trying to take
okay.
it again. That's going to give me more money and a better
yes.
opportunity. So, but I had a dream that
just,
I passed it.
Yes, you're going to pass it. And I was also hearing, when you took it the first time, your mind really was not on that exam. Your mind was all over the place. You had a couple of different things going on, and it was just a little too much for you at that time. Now, this time, you're ready. Back to that word serious again, because I just heard it again. She's serious. So, yeah, you're going to ace it.
Yeah. But it's funny, I had the dream today, like this last night, and it said I passed, and I was like, oh my God, I passed, are you serious? And it said pass,
yep.
And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm big on listening to the dreams. Definitely pay attention to the dreams.
Yes. Right, I said thank you. I woke up and said thank you Jesus.
I passed.
So
good. All right. Well, that was good news. Peace and love, sis. Thanks for calling in.
Peace and love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love it when I get good news.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel her smile from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ear to ear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on. Caller from the 216-650, Peach. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio. How are you today?
Hey, Sharon.
Ohio.
Hi. Yeah, Ohio. It's very
We're
nice
in
today.
Ohio. Oh, yeah.
Well, what's that? So we're in Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm from the Cleveland area.
Hey,
oh, okay.
You love Cleveland, isn't it?
Funny. Now I didn't tell everybody on the air what city. What's that? I know. My question to you is, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I had a meeting today, and I was wondering, it was with three people, if you see a positive outcome with this, and if not, when do you see me making a transition? Do you see that coming soon?
I'm getting that this meeting went very well. I'm picking up a positive outcome. Yeah, I am. I mean, yeah, they're almost yelling it. They're so happy. Huh?
When do you feel I'll hear back from them?
Either this week or the following week. But it looks like this week, like Thursday or Friday. If not this week, then definitely next week. But yeah, they liked you. They liked you a lot. They were very impressed.
So you do see me being able to transition very soon into better horizons? How can I say that in a nice way?
Yes. Long time coming. Very much overdue, but yes. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Oh, my gosh. I need that tonight. I'm telling you, you just made my evening. I'm not kidding you.
Okay. Well, keep with the positive thoughts.
I know.
Keep with the positive thoughts and stay focused. Don't let anyone or anything, and when I say thing, I'm more speaking to self, because a lot of times we do it to ourselves before anyone else gets to do it. So, yeah.
Me of anybody, you're right. I know, sweetie. You're absolutely right. Thank you for the uplift tonight.
Thank you.
I needed that. I really mean that.
Oh, you are so very welcome.
Peace and love.
Peace
Thanks
and
for
love.
Calling in.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Ohio.
Be glad I made her day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was something pretty big that you said, because we can be our own worst enemy. We, you know, things can be going one way, and we'll convince ourselves that it didn't. So, yeah.
Right. And then we wonder why it didn't go the way we want. It's because we put it out there in a negative way.
Exactly.
We manifest the negative. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So we got a caller from 804-614. Peace, peace. You on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, you two. This is Vanessa. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, Vanessa.
Somebody that's VIP to our hearts now.
Yeah, Vanessa's one of our favorite
family.
People.
Hey.
How
Winning?
How y'all doing?
Oh, man.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Good, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for this platform. That's first of all, I wanted to get that out there. Thank you, and I love you, all three of you. Thank you. I don't really have a specific question. I just would like to know what is it that you can tell me? Can you tell me anything? Is there something I need to do? What do you see coming down the pipeline for me? So nothing really specific.
Okay. Let me see. Couple of things I'm picking up here. One thing I'm hearing is, stop worrying about everybody else and worry more. I don't want to say worry. Concern yourself with self.
Okay.
Folks are going to do what folks want to do, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. That was one thing I was hearing. Yeah.
Okay.
There seems like there's one particular person that, and I say this because there seems like one particular person that you've been doing your best to kind of mentor, yet coach, you know, kind of show them a few things, how to be and how not to be kind of thing. And I'm seeing where sometimes you, As you know, we're all human. We get a little frustrated when they don't take our advice, when we feel like we've talked ourselves till we're blue in the face. So I'm just hearing sometimes you got to back away, you know. Sometimes you just got to say, I did what I could do, and now I just need to back up. And that, you know, and just let that person find their way.
This was so very accurate and on point. Like, I'm smiling, but, geez, yes. Thank you so much for this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Chris and Divine. I love you both. And Lil D, too.
Love you.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you. I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.
Bye. All right, sis. Peace.
All right. Peace and love, sis.
Bye. Bye.
One of the sweetest souls.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
My goodness.
All right. Caller from the 917-538. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. I was wondering if you saw, my name is Misa. Anything work related, please.
Anything work related. The first thing I'm hearing is for you is to work related. I'm hearing for you to stand up for yourself in the work area. That's one big thing I'm hearing. More specific, what is it in? Are you working now? Are you looking for work? Because right away I keep hearing
so,
she's gotta stand up for herself.
I want to ask. Yeah, I want to ask for a raise once my probation is over.
Yes.
And that's kind of how I have to stand up for myself.
Yep. Okay. So here's the thing, because I pick up you having anxiety over this and really being nervous about it.
Well,
one thing,
is my supervisor going to be offended because I'm going to file for a grievance? Because I'm doing out-of-title.
Okay. That's where some of the nervous and anxiety is coming in, too. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, your supervisor is not going to like the grievance. I got to give you that. However, you have to do this. Because the very first thing I heard was you standing up for yourself. And that means standing up in all areas. The raise, the grievance, you standing up for yourself, period. Living in your truth kind of thing. So even though we know the supervisor is not going to be thrilled about the grievance, we don't want you to not do it because that's part of you standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
So perhaps you want to write things down and practice saying them in front of the mirror and help build your confidence and do away with some of the anxiety, that would definitely benefit you because that's what they told me to tell you. That was a suggestion I picked up for you.
Yeah. And do you see me staying there for a while?
I do see you staying there for a while, yes. When you leave, it will be because you don't want to be there anymore. Okay? I want to be clear.
Yeah,
on that
I don't part. Know if I want to be there anymore because my boss, you know, she's quite toxic. And then she does things that are very, like, inappropriate. And I get, like emotionally disturbed from her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange behavior. But, do you see me finding something better than this place?
I do see you finding something better. However, I'm also hearing that there was something similar of this happening to you from a previous job.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is in this standing up for yourself, you also want to really, when you're applying for jobs, look at the job that you could see yourself at for a good amount of time so that you don't have to keep hopping from job to job. And also, look at the relationship you have with your supervisors because whatever you don't fix here with this job, you're going to carry to your next job because you've been carrying that same issue from job to job. So they're saying take a look at that. You want to work through that. If not, you're going to find yourself in the exact same situation that you're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'm doing the same, carrying the same thing. It's a different kind of woman. Well, yeah, you're
okay,
kind of right.
Different person.
They're kind of both were kind of emotionally toxic to me. They were both emotionally toxic to me, and I left that job.
Okay,
I told
see?
Her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that is true. And
but,
now I have this toxic emotional woman, and I'm trying to set boundaries and stuff. And then
mm-hmm.
I have to reset them because she buys it, she forgets them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm gonna file a grievance because I'm not gonna feel sorry for her for doing it. I'm gonna take care of me.
Right. Right.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Sounds good.
Do you see my relationship with her still being okay?
I do see it being stretched a bit. However, overall, I do pick up that it will be okay. However, there is going to come a time when it's a bit tense, even more so than now. And that's going to require you to go within and do some work on self in order to make it better with her. There's really nowhere around that the work has to be done in order to move forward. Like I said, if not, it's just the same thing's going to resurface. I just hear that very strongly over and over from Spirit. That's the only reason why I keep repeating it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Sounded like a sweetheart, didn't she?
Yeah, I was getting the same thing, though. She's going to keep carrying this same
mm-hmm.
energy. The reason why she keeps going into these jobs is because she's not learning the lesson yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so the
Thank
universe
so
keeps
much,
putting
Divine
her back
Queen.
In that same mm-hmm.
yes.
The universe is going to keep putting her back in that same situation until she gets it. So, yeah.
Yes,
stand up
for
yourself.
She has that sweet character. So
she
sometimes
does.
You need to get outside of your
mm-hmm.
character
she does.
And develop new character. That's what I'm getting from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's hard
mm-hmm.
for, you know, sweet people to not always be so sweet.
You have to play that role. You want it. You
yeah.
have to take it.
Yeah.
That's true. You do. You have to take it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
not
see.
First.
Next call.
There's got to be there.
That's balance, yep. Caller from the 312-772. Peace, peace. You on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Karen.
From Chicago.
Hello. Hey, how are you? My question is today, I'm doing a temp assignment. I don't really like it, but I have to, you know, I'm looking for something else, and I'm kind of wondering if you see something else on the horizon.
Yes, I do pick up something else on the horizon, and I keep hearing manager. I keep hearing the word manager. Yeah. So you are going to make more money than what you're making now. I do pick up that. And I'm seeing something else for you, I want to say relatively soon. You may even get more than one offer. That's another thing. So you will be able to really pick where you want to go. And then saying, too, when you interview, take the time to write down some really good interview questions. This is what's going to set you apart and make you stand out a little bit more from others. It's going to be the questions you ask your interviewers. That's what's going to impress them.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Do you see a time frame?
I'm going to say between now and June, July being the very latest. I don't see this to be long at all. It's right around the corner for you.
Okay.
Just really, when you're looking for jobs, just really hone in on where you want to work and see yourself there. you have the tendency, you can visualize things very well, so that should not be an issue for you.
Okay. Okay. It sounds
okay.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling
thank
in.
You.
Peace and love.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Extra money is always a good thing. Mm.
Yes, it is. And she really has the capability of making some good money. She does. I picked up that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She knows her stuff in the workplace, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right, we got a couple more callers. I'll go ahead and bring the next person on. Caller from the 816-286. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brittany. I was hoping that I would get in. I wasn't sure if I was going to get in or not.
We got you, Brittany.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm from Kansas City too. I think I forgot to mention that.
All right.
I'm so glad I got in.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here too.
Yeah. Okay, so I have.
I can say this to you, Brittany. What more do you want from me?
I know.
I couldn't resist. Okay. I'll be good.
I just love your personality, Queen B. You are just contagious in
Thank
a good
you.
Way.
Thank you.
So my first question I have is, do you see me going back to school?
Yes, you are going to go back to school. However, you need to sit down and have a talk with yourself and decide exactly what you want to go back to school for.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, Divine Queen laughing.
Yep, I got the same thing. Like, she has about 3 or 4 different things that she's interested in, and she don't know which one she wants to do. So she's balancing it between what's going to bring me money and is this what I really want to do.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
My answer to that, Brittany, I can give you a very good hint. Look at your gift, okay? The gift that you're more comfortable. Okay, let me tell you 2 things. Because right when I said that, I got something else. They're saying look at what you're comfortable doing, and look at what you're not comfortable doing in terms of your gift, in terms of strengthening other parts of your gift, plural, okay? So don't necessarily just jump to what's easy. You also want to challenge yourself, because anybody could pick what's easy. I could,
right.
Divine Queen could, Chris Enlightened could, we all could pick something easy. However, that's not where we're really going to grow. You want to grow. So in order to grow, we have to challenge ourselves a bit. So look at that part of it as well. The money is going to come regardless of what you choose. That's a given. Ancestors going to make sure you get, you know, your financial needs met.
Okay. And that's so funny that you had mentioned, you know, money and everything, because one of my other questions was, do you see me being, like, financially free or debt-free in the future?
Yeah. Sure do.
Okay. Good to know. And my other question is, do you see me purchasing a house within, I don't know, a year or two, or how far down the line?
I would say 2 would be a good number. And yes, I do. I do see you getting a very nice home. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
As a matter of fact, start now visualizing that home. If you don't already have a visualization board, make one. You know, get some magazines. Oh, I like the way the front of this house looks with X amount of garages and X amount of bedrooms, and the kitchen is really bomb. You know, visualize that. Bring that house to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I will definitely start doing that.
And I'm coming to visit.
Everybody is welcome.
That's what's up.
Hey, there's a party in Kansas.
Right. I can grill. I'm going to be
so I really can.
We're going to have enough bedrooms for everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Winning indeed. Peace and love, sis. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
You,
peace and love. Thank you.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Next caller, we have 601-951. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace, fam. This is LaToria calling from Mississippi.
What's going on?
The new author.
Yeah, that's so funny.
The new author.
You're going to say it like, the author.
The author.
There you go.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I got plenty more to come out with.
I know you do.
Thank you for, the tip.
Yeah, you want to tell the fam about your book and, you know, pub yourself a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the book that I wrote is called 1-7 Techniques, Proven Techniques on Straightening Curly, Coily Natural Hair. I am a licensed cosmetologist. I've been a licensed cosmetologist since 2012, but I've been doing hair since I was 14. My focus when I went to cosmetology school was natural hair because no one thought that you could straighten natural hair or anything. So it was kind of challenging, but I learned the techniques because I kept at it, and I finally decided to write a book about it, and it's listed on Amazon right now for download on Kindle.
Yes. I'm a natural hitty, so yeah, I love it.
Me too. Me too. I'm a natural hair girl. That's all I do. That's what I love to do. So I went ahead and I wrote a book on my techniques that I perfected. Yep.
That's what's up. Winning.
Yeah.
All right. You have a question from Miss Queen Sunshine.
My question is more like I want to be able to use or figure out what it is that I really need to focus on in this lifetime. Because I've had, like, past life readings. I've had, like, dreams of what I used to do in past lives and stuff like that. But, like, in this life, I don't know if I should do what I was doing in a past life. And this, like, this lifetime, it, like, comes together and I do something different. Or I have different ways to help people and stuff like that. Because, like, I have a lot of gifts and I have a lot of talents, too. But I'm, like, swaying on what I should really harness in on that will really, you know, help people in general. Because this is what I've always wanted to do, help, write poetry, heal. Like, I feel like I'm a healer also.
You are.
I just want to be able to, like, harness in on what it is that I really need to be focused on.
Well, definitely the healing, because that's what I was hearing. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm also a licensed cosmetologist. I don't use my license as a professional. However, I do have it, and I do keep it current. So I can definitely relate to you on that. Using your gifts. Well, actually, okay, let me just tell you exactly what I'm hearing. And the reason why I'm tongue-tied is because I'm hearing, why does she think she needs to do anything other than what she's already doing? She's already doing it. That's what I was hearing as you were talking. And then when you got to your question, waiting for them to give me an answer, it's like, that is the answer. She's doing it already. You've already written a book. You're talking about hair. So the book is a two-in-one where you're healing along with using your creativity. So I'm hearing to tell you to do more of what you're already doing, which is writing. Yeah, you're doing it. You really don't, unless you want to take up something else in the area of hair or in the area of writing, know you're already doing what you came here to do. Because what I'm seeing right when I just said that is I'm seeing best-selling books. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, because the second book, I felt like I want to do it sometime this week, and I think it'll really help people in the area of food and going in the store and getting clothes for cheap and discounts and, like, using it to really change your life like it changed mine. And knowing that you don't have to really, like, suffer or feel like you can't afford something or this, that, and other. I want to be able to break it down so that I'll be able to understand it and they can go in the store and use the technique or the information, like, right then.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may not realize it, but what you're speaking of right now are forms of healing. You're helping people.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask one more question? Can I ask one more question? It's more like concerning my daughter and like relationships and stuff. Like, she's a teenager and it's really, really challenging. But will she ever tap into it or be healed from the trauma that was experienced, or is it something that I could help her with?
Okay, couple of things. Yes, you can help her by sharing something that happened to you or almost happened to you that she does not know about. However, I'm hearing do that when you know she's ready for it, and yes, that will help her heal. See, keep hearing that word, healer, healing, heal.
Mm-hmm.
Keep hearing that word. So I'm hearing, yes, confide in her when you feel it's appropriate, and yes, she will be able to work through this. I don't really want to say it like get past, because that's not, got to be careful of the wording here. However, I do pick up she will be able to handle it, or she will be able to cope. You know, she needs to, once she gets the proper coping techniques, and there's that word techniques again. But once she gets those, she'll be fine. And she will also get to a point where she will be able to help others, because I'm feeling like there's something that will happen, not to her, but to someone close to her, and she will be able to help them. I'm picking that up. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's very right-brained. She's a very right-brained child, and I fit in. Mm-hmm. I realize that she's very psychic. Like,
mm-hmm.
very psychic.
Yes, she is.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
The author. Love it.
I want to remind the fam, I've been forgetting to say this, but if you have any questions, you want to come through and just say what's up, our phone number is 619-924-0835. And let's see, moving on, I know this person, caller from the 513-917, peace, Emma, you're on the air.
It's
your mama. It's your mama.
Uh-oh. Ping.
Hi, Mama.
Hey. I had a question about finances, but then all of a sudden I didn't want to ask that. I'm also an author, and this just came to me, and I want to know if my book is going to, I want to say do well, or I need to get this out there because just yesterday, a friend of my daughter's, my book is called I Love My Rainbow Angels and the Subconscious Mind, and it's about rainbow babies, you know, the stillbirth babies, because my daughter suffered with two before she had her three kids that she has now. But a friend of hers went through the same thing just the other day. She was in labor for 2 days. She went to the hospital and they sent her back home, and then she went to another hospital. And it was too late. The baby was had already expired. And I wanted to give her my book, but it just makes me so mad because the baby was like only 3 weeks away from being born. They could have taken the baby the first time, and you know, the baby would have made it. And I guess my question is I'm going to get a chance to get this book out there so people can read it.
I'm hearing, and this is just how I'm hearing it, so I'm a bit, they know I was going to say it like this because they told me to. They said, if you don't hurry up and get that book out, I'm going to get a switch and come find you. Now, I'm a California, but I'm going to find you.
Well, I mean, the book is already
out
there.
Yes, your book will do well.
It's already out there on Amazon, but I just hate to hear these stories because in the book I tell these people, the doctors work for you. You tell the doctors what you want. Don't just say, okay, okay, and then you're going to end up with not having a you know, a live baby because you listen to them. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. We are in a time where we have to advocate for ourselves when it comes to medical care.
Right.
We just have to do it. We got to go in saying, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. You might be the doctor, but this is my body.
Correct.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, we had to learn that the hard way, but it just makes me so mad when I hear this stuff is still going on.
Oh yeah. Yes. So please hurry up, get that book out, so I don't have to get my switch.
All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Peace. All right, see you later, Nikki, Chris.
Peace.
Damn, my mama. Love the mamas.
You know, something that I picked up with that is that I would say that she needs to put more of her light on that book, meaning that. It's one thing to put a book out, but you have to be out and talk about it. You got to share that experience you know, talk about those experiences where people aren't getting the proper care from, you know, the medical professions and, you know, because a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of people are miseducated when it comes to that stuff. So we need to hear more about that. And I think that's what, that's going to really get the ball rolling and get attention to that book.
Maybe do a book signing, let people know, make people aware. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
We have about 20 minutes left and a few more callers. Let's see if we can knock some more people out. Caller from the 303-819. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Marilyn. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. It's nice to talk to you. My question has to do with a meeting I had today, this morning. I went for a job interview and met with a couple of gentlemen about this potential job, and I just wanted to check in and see kind of what the energy is around that for me.
I pick up that the energy around it just feels okay. It's not making me jump up and down. I'm not really, really excited. I'm mediocre. Having said that, I would advise you definitely keep applying.
Okay.
Because I got to tell you, if you did get this, I just don't pick up you'd be very happy with it. The work is okay. It's the people. That's where I'm getting that kind of energy from.
I was feeling a little bit like the culture of the organization, while they're doing really good work, it just felt like they had some issues. And I also, you know, I also just published a book, and I've been working on my own sort of coaching business. And so I am a little bit torn about this opportunity, which kind of came out of the blue. I wasn't really applying. So that's why I was just kind of wondering about the energy around it. So that's good to know.
Congratulations on the book.
They're saying follow your intuition.
Yeah, follow my intuition. That's a good one. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you
You're
for calling
welcome.
In.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, caller from the 484-300. Peace, peace. You on the air? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hey, Tonetta.
PA.
Hey. Can I ask a relationship question, or how does this work?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. I really would like to know if you see things being reconciled between me and another female. Her name is Desiree, and my name is Tonette.
I'm picking up a no, and I'm picking up no, and you don't really want to go back that direction. It would not be for your higher good. You want to keep moving forward.
So you don't see her contacting me or reconciling anything?
I don't pick up reconciliation. Now, she may contact you. However, for your higher good, you don't want to reconcile with her. It just wouldn't be, beneficial for you.
Okay.
I'm picking up hurting and pain, a lot of emotion and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
I see the yellow truck across the street.
I want to see you in a happy, positive relationship.
Are you picking up a time frame of when she would reach out?
in terms of her reaching out, I pick up she could actually, what I want is, well, okay, I'll say it like this. Tomorrow being the 1st of May,
yes.
I'm hearing any time, I'm really hearing any time to give you an answer. I won't even say it the way I was going to say it before. I'll just go with any time because I feel like she's the type that just pops up kind of out of nowhere.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. Yeah. She's a popper-upper.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was asking because she was talking about moving in with me and stuff before we had a falling out 3 weeks ago.
Mm. Okay, gotcha.
So I didn't know if she was going to show up with her clothes and everything and be moving in because the place where she's at, she's not going to be able to stay there much longer. I know that just for a fact.
Okay.
So do you feel like she is going to show up with her like clothes in the car and...
I'm picking up her going from, she just might because she's going from person to person because she doesn't have any place else to go. You know that old expression from pillow to post? That's what I'm hearing. However, I gotta tell you, I don't get good energy from this. I don't.
Okay. Well, you're picking up right because she was living from house to house there for a while, and then she moved in with somebody else. And I know for a fact that that situation's not working out.
Yeah, and you know what? Someone staying with you and being with you simply because they have no place else to go. You want someone with you because they love you or they care for you, you know, and you're building something.
Okay.
Not just because, I got to be here because I ain't got nowhere else to go. That's not going to be healthy.
Right. Do you think she's going to try to pull that or what do you think?
I think she just might try to pull that and pull on your heartstrings. So it's going to be up to you whether or not, you know. So, yeah.
And you see that coming any time?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all I can do is keep in touch with you guys and let you know what's going on.
Yeah,
okay.
Keep us updated.
Okay. Yeah,
and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
All right, you have a good night.
You too.
You're welcome.
All right. I accidentally skipped so well, so let me go back. Caller, I hope I didn't get this person already. Well, we'll see. Caller from the 804-386. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening. My name is Vernell, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia.
Hey, Vernell.
Hey, Vernell. How are you?
Fine. It's nice to meet you both.
Thank you.
Okay. I was going through the Blog Talk Radio website, and I came across y'all. And where I'm living at now, I've been here for a little over a year, and you know, there's these maintenance men, and they're really up there in age. This place is for, you know, the disabled and senior citizens where I'm living at, and it's public housing. Mm-hmm. And so, like, these maintenance men, it seems like they are giving me a hard time because I still have quite a few things in my apartment, and I've been, you know, really trying to work on my place, you know, where my health allows, because I'm going through some really difficult things, and so I mean, I don't know. You know, I was wondering why are they giving me a hard time, like, you know, complaining about what I have, and I always feel this sense of coldness every time I go to the office. They can pay my rent or something. And, you know, I'm not trying to really make it seem like it's a black-white issue, but sometimes I kind of wonder.
Mm-hmm. So is that your question for me?
Yeah,
is
I was going to say, what
is it, a race issue?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if, you know, you might be able to tell me, you know, what I'm dealing with in this situation and what you might suggest. I mean, sometimes, admittedly, I'd be wanting to build some kind of chant or something that I could say to kind of, you know, cool off the situation and all. And also, I'm going to quickly mention that, you know, soon they're going to be coming into the apartments to do inspections. And I'm really hoping that it's going to go smoothly and that they won't complain when they come. And they're supposed to come, you know, sometime in May. And I'm really hoping like crazy that I'm not going to really, you know, get any more complaints.
Okay. Let me start with you doing something or saying something that you asked about. There's a couple of things you could do. You could do the salt bath. You could burn the sage. There's always those, you know, good go-to kind of things. You could also, you know, meditate and put yourself in the white light of protection or the circle of protection when you enter into the office to make your rent payment. You could do that as well. Something that I've found that has worked and has helped me is when I meditate, I will ask that, or not even ask, I'll say thank you for making this relationship better, or making it civil or peaceful. You know, I'll go in as if it's already taken place kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of asking, I'm already giving gratitude as if it already has happened. Okay? I'm hearing you're probably going to feel a little bit more comfortable if you burn incense, sage incense, as opposed to old-fashioned sage. That's just something I'm picking up that you're more comfortable in doing. And you definitely want to do that after they've left your home, because that's more of a cleansing kind of thing. You know, that's something that, and you'll probably feel good about doing it. You know, it's peaceful. You can take the incense, you know, through different rooms of your home and do cleansing that way. Another, I want to say, maybe an old-fashioned, quote-unquote, way of doing something is to kind of, you can take a little bit of ammonia and kind of wipe your walls a little bit, not a lot, where you're messing up the paint, but just a little bit. Ammonia is very good, too, for cleansing of energy and that sort of thing if you don't want to use the sage, because maybe it smells and that sort of thing. So that's something you can do. You can, you know, you can buy ammonia anywhere. So that's that. And then you mentioned you wanted to know if the inspection would go well. I do pick up overall the inspection going well. However, I also sense that they may nitpick you, you know, by just little crappy things, nothing really big. You know, but they just want to mark something. They don't want to give you that A+. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and I definitely do pick up race being a big issue. I definitely get that. You're definitely spot on with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of makes me want to move then. I don't need to deal with that right now. I've been dealing with too much already. I really don't need no more drama in my life. Do you know if in the future if I will move?
Yes, you will definitely move. And they're telling me that you're strategic in how you plan things out. So it's going to be a strategy move for you. When it comes to big things like that for you, you play chess, not checkers. Everything is all planned out. I mean, down to the last hairpin. You know, you really take your time and you do all of that. So, yes, I definitely see you moving. However, it's going to be strategic. You're not just going anywhere.
I know I have to really plan because sometimes I have ideas popping in my head off and on, and I'm just trying to figure out how to do things. You know, like you said, strategic planning. And I'm going to quickly ask you another question if it's okay. Before I ask that, I'll say I know that, you know, you're not doctors or anything like that. I'm saying that for policy reasons, I know. but one of my health problems is I'm really overweight, and I'm kind of short. I'm 5'4". I shouldn't be weighing as much as I do. I'm really way overweight, and I was wondering if you might know of a way that I could get the weight to go down.
The first thing I'm hearing is stop the stress eating.
Okay.
You're eating based upon stress.
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing I'm hearing. So stop the stress eating and look at more what you're eating and when you're eating it.
Okay.
Because you know what to eat and what not to eat. You know that.
Right.
Because they're telling me you know. So if you can focus on not eating out of stress, right? And I know you don't like exercise. However, can you just get out and walk just a little bit for me? Just a little, just a tad bit? Because that's going to make a world of difference. That's going to do it. So it's the stress eating, it's what you're eating, and it's when you're eating it. You already know to eat vegetables. I know I don't have to tell you that. You already know to drink water. I know I don't have to tell you that either. But what I do have to tell you is I'm picking up some spirit. She's got to get out and be mobile. And if you don't want to get out and be mobile, get a treadmill. Get a bike. Get a bike right there that fits in your home.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, for one thing, as you're saying that, I have a glass of water in my hand. and another thing, you know, you along with everybody else that I know have been getting on me from time to time. Even my sons in Florida have been getting on me about not walking and eating right and everything. So you're really right on the money about that.
Thank you. And
you
know that's going to come off slowly. You know, it takes time to get it off.
We got 90 seconds, so we have to go. Thank you all so much for taking my call. So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you for calling in.
Peace and love.
Bye-bye. All right, fam. Unfortunately, we still got more people on the line, but we will not be able to get to everyone. I want to take this moment to thank you, Miss Queen Sunshine, Queen V, Fifth Star.
Thank
we love you.
You.
And if
thank
you could.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
Yes, this was fun. If you could, tell the fam again how they can get in touch with you if they would like to schedule a reading.
Absolutely. ClairvoyantQueenSunshine.com. And I'm also on Instagram, ClairvoyantQueenSunshine. That's it.
All right, y'all heard it here. Hopefully we can have you back again sometime in the future. This was definitely fun.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Peace and love, sis. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, you too. Thank you, King.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, fam, this is going to be the end of this session of Twin Flame Radio. We will be back next Monday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, where we'll be talking about, I don't know,
something good.
Something good. And just want to remind you, if you would like to reach out to either Chris Enlighten or myself, Chris, tell the fam how they can find you.
You can find me on my website, theenlightenedjourney.com. Or you can reach out to me directly on my YouTube page at The Enlightened Journey, or my email, thechrisenlightened@gmail.com.
All right. And you can also find me at IamDivineQueen@gmail.com or my website, IamDivineQueen.com. So, family, it has been real. It has been live. And we are sending you out with peace, love, and blessings.
Mm-hmm.
We out.
Love you.